With the salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so you're all of you are here for participation in government. Is that why you're doing your bit to attend a public forum? So, well, we're glad that you came and joined us tonight. I'm going to introduce the board. I'm the mayor for the village, Robert Valenti. To my left is trustee Ryan Bush, trustee Guy Forte, and trustee Richard Elder. And on the end here is our attorney, David Gruenberg. And this is Melissa Turner Buelen. She's the village clerk. So this is the what's called the executive branch, if you will, of government that handles the day-to-day operations of the government. We also are the legislative branch, so we draft the laws here and pass them and do that portion of it also. So we're kind of combined. It's not as totally separated as it is on state and federal levels. On the local level, we tend to wear more hats because there are fewer of us. But we do have a separate judicial branch. The judge for the village is Emma Blake. She was elected a couple of years ago, and she is the village justice. So if there are any issues, she takes care of the judicial part. So we're glad that you came. We hope you find it interesting. We don't have a lot of things that go on, so you're not going to be here that long, but you know, I hope you get some kind of an idea of how things are done in government. So with that, I'll open the floor for public comment. So at this point, anyone that wants to say something or has an issue that wants to be brought before the board, they can voice their opinion, they can voice their concern. This happens at the beginning of every meeting. So anybody have anything? Yes, John.
Just the speed on Route 20 again, you know, in the morning and at 4 o'clock. It's pretty high.
Yep. We're going to repair or get a new sign for the one coming in from the east. Get that one working again. And we're looking at putting a couple of more of them up around the village. See if that helps out. But we'll keep an eye on it.
That'd be good.
Anything else? Any of you guys have questions for us? No? Okay.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
That reminds me, when I joined the Marine Corps, I thought you were on a recruiting station here in the walk.
It should be so easy, right? Okay, so entertain a motion to approve the September monthly board meeting minutes.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich, second by Ryan. Any questions, alterations, deletions on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the September Treasurer's Report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Any questions on the Treasurer's Report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. We have no correspondence, correct?
Just accept the project's going to start up again tomorrow on Route 20 for
all right,
2 days.
So yeah, we received a few phone call today that the transformer spill is going to be cleaned up starting tomorrow on Route 20 in front of the hardware store and the apartment next door. Okay, old business, streets and sidewalk project. So we're progressing along with the project. In your package, you have a bond resolution to finish up the financing on this project, which we will handle under resolutions, but we spoke with, let's see what their name was. Probably says on that stuff, right?
Go ahead.
So the bond attorney is Walsh and Walsh, and they're in Boston Spa, I think they are. They were the bond attorney that was utilized when they did the bond on the tank, water tank. And they sent us over the resolutions that need to be passed and the notices that need to be published after adoption. So this bond resolution, once adopted, it has to be adopted by a two-thirds vote. So that's why it was important we had four of us here today, and hopefully it gets adopted unanimously. Then that would give us our two-thirds. The notice of resolution will be published in the paper along with what they call an estoppel notice. That will also be published in the paper. And the bond is subject to a 30-day permissive referendum. And if it makes it beyond that, then it becomes valid and our financing will be all set. Is that correct, the way I laid that out?
Yeah, David? That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
How much are they looking to get?
What's that?
How much money are they trying to get?
The bond resolution is for the cost of the entire project, so it's, let's see, what was it? $4,928,000.
And they never got any money from those?
Oh, no, we did. We got a grant that's going to pay 80% of that cost.
Thank you. That's good.
But we have to have financing for the whole project, and our piece of it's going to be, you know, 20%.
And that's going to do all the streets, or...?
It's going to do, okay, so it's going to do completely redo Chatham Street from Fairgrounds to Route 20. We're putting a new water main in, which will be covered by the water department. But it's going to put sidewalks on both sides of the street, new curbing and drainage on Chatham Street. It's going to do Quantameek and Fairgrounds Street. It's going to put a sidewalk on Quantameek Street, which has none. It's going to replace the sidewalk on Fairground Street, and it's also going to widen the street enough to get some parking on that street, on both of those streets.
Now, Chatham Street wasn't the county's responsibility?
It's the state's responsibility.
Okay.
Yes, and they gave us initially, and that's one of the reasons we got the grant, was because it was a state highway. And they gave us $365,000, which has no match involved in it at all for part of that.
And what do you anticipate the monthly bill for the people who live in the village?
We anticipate bonding between $800 and $1 million for this.
And what would that cost each taxpayer about?
It depends on how far out we go and what the interest rate is when we do it. So this project probably isn't going to happen in the 26 construction year. It's probably going to happen in 2027. So there's still a lot of variables to come up with that number. So, but I mean, we can stretch, you know, we can make the payment, make it so the payment's affordable by just pushing the payment date out a little longer. But it also includes putting in sidewalks around the old mobile station, Grampy's or Yazzie's, whatever it is today, and Hometown Liquors, those corners. We're going to close up some of the driveways and put sidewalks in and there. Also a sidewalk from the corner of Route 20 all the way down past the school, down to about Cooper's Place, where they have concrete sidewalks there. We're going to replace all those sidewalks also.
And the crosswalk at the library.
And the crosswalk, and we're putting in a crosswalk at the library from the town hall across the street.
Now, when they do Chatham Street, will they put, like, because people got to drive over the sidewalks to get to their driveway and stuff like that?
We're going to have, they will have a standard driveway.
Will there be a weight limit, like they can go over those things? I mean, I notice sometimes there's 30, 40 ton trucks parked in there.
Well, we'll have to address that when the time comes. I mean, it's a rental, so we'll have to speak with the owners about that. I mean, there's things that are going to change on Chatham Street, obviously, because once we put sidewalks in and they each have their own driveways, the parking arrangements are going to have
to
be changed a little bit. That's why we're putting in some parking spots over on Fairgrounds and Cornemeek, so that if it becomes an issue, there's a place not too far away where they can park their vehicles. So. All right, anything else? All right, so that's what that's all about. Anybody else want to bring up anything on the project that I might have skipped over?
Oh, the state agreeing to pay for the right-of-ways.
Yeah, one of the big issues with the project was right-of-way.
What?
Right-of-way. So it turns out that the state really doesn't have a right-of-way. They own to the edge of the pavement, we found out when we went through this. They don't extend beyond the edge of the pavement in much of the village. So the state, where the sidewalks and new curbing and drainage are all going in, they want to own the property as part of their right-of-way. So they will be, that's really what's why this project will not happen next year. They said that will take a year to 18 months to get all those right-of-ways in place.
And they'd be responsible for the sidewalks too then?
They won't be responsible for them, but snow they will own the land that's under them. Okay. You know, it's same as ours, you know, the village puts the sidewalks in and we rely on the owner to maintain it. You know, that is get it shoveled, make sure it's in good condition. I don't think we've ever asked anybody to replace them, but,
right.
You know. All right. Anything else on that? All right. So, new business. All right, so the bond, we're going to handle that under resolutions. Phones, what do you got under phones?
The phones for animal control and
coyotes. Oh, yeah. So this is the cell
phone? Currently, they use their personal phones for contact, and they are wishing to have the village phones. So they've been getting harassed and get a lot of phone calls and text messages, and it's interfering. So I think it would be wise to add them to the Verizon plan and then just get them their own lines, because they're mm-hmm. having a lot of problems with people calling them, and it's their personal line, so.
Sure.
Yeah. That'll be about the same as what Pete and Tom's is. So the bill will double. I'll add two more phones and the bill will double. Nothing special.
All right, so that's on here under resolution. That's not here under resolution.
Well, right? We can make that now.
Okay. We can make that now?
Yeah, you can make a motion if you want.
All right, entertain a motion to provide, add the code enforcement officer and animal control to the Verizon cell phone package.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Ryan, seconded by Rich. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion's carried. All right.
Kevin didn't express.
No, Kevin doesn't have a problem.
Okay.
And he seems to like it just the way it is, but these guys have more problems than he has with the public.
All right, so moving on to resolutions. Before we do, anybody have anything they want to bring up? You have all the packets, all the information on the department stuff is in your packets. Um, So Missy, do you want to, maybe you want to tell us about the money we got?
In your packet, I put that we received another check from the PFA's thing of $81,582.91. That's for another portion. And then, of course, the third portion is going to be spread out. That's the part that they wanted us to take in a lump sum, and we opted out. So we'll be getting that, I don't know, throughout the next 5 years, I guess. This is just the one. It's not the type. What's the other one? Tyco?
Tyco.
Yeah, we still have two more that we're waiting on to settle. So that was a pretty good surprise this month.
All right, so we'll take a look at that, and you know, we probably should continue to set that money aside so that if we have to do something to be in conformance with the PFOA levels that the state and federal government are going to go with, if we have to put some kind of filtration in or whatever,
by
we got money.
By sending you guys emails that there's going to be part of that program, they're going to open up another part of it that's going to help us get some funding for that remediation. So
yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been seeing them, but I've been forwarding them along.
Okay. All right, so let's see. I see a records disposal packet.
Those are the records that are ready for destruction for shred day.
All right, so that needs
That's
to be approved.
The
okay. Let's
so
see. Fire commissioner. All right, resolutions. First resolution is a bond resolution dated October 8th, 2025. A resolution authorizing the issuance of serial bonds of the Village of Nassau, Rensselaer County, New York, in the aggregate principal amount not to exceed $4,928,000 pursuant to local and finance law to the finance the village's intersection and pedestrian upgrades project and delegating the power to issue bond anticipation notes in anticipation of the sale of such bonds to the village treasurer.
Make a motion.
Okay, so this is a roll call vote, so.
Well, yeah, so.
Robert Valente, how do you vote?
We have to make a motion first?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a motion.
All right, hold on a second. So this is gonna be Bob made the motion, okay.
I'll second it.
Second by Rich.
Okay, and then how do you
call
vote?
The roll.
Bob?
Yes.
Charlie's absent. Rich?
Yes.
Guy?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Reappoint Rich Elder as fire
commissioner. We have to finish that.
What else do we have to do?
All in favor, it's carried, you know.
We just voted on it. Everybody voted yes. You finished it for me.
There's nothing else we have to do with these other two? Okay.
No, those are the notices.
Those are the notices.
All right, I just want to make sure we don't have to vote on any of this stuff. And then that bottom thing is done. And Dave and I will talk about it afterwards.
Yep.
Okay, carry on.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion to reappoint Rich Elder as fire commissioner to the Nassau Fire District Number 1, effective January 1st, 2026, for a term of 5 years.
Second
by Guy. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Yes.
Motion is approved. You all see the records disposal notice. These records have exceeded their time limit for hanging on to them.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich to approve the disposal notice.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right. Anybody have anything they want to bring up before we pay the bills and close the meeting?
Any questions?
That's how quick it is. So, you guys have anything you want to discuss, or?
Ladies?
All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills 121 through 147 in the amount of $32,574.44 from the general fund, $6,522.72 from the water fund, and $15,000 from the capital account, and $4,754.94 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.